SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm joined by Joel Bray, who has curated Brolga Kwiyakuri Wonderland, an interactive art party for live works, debuting on Saturday, October 26. Joel, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Hey Bertrand, so great to be here again.
Said that Brolga will transform every nook and cranny of Courage Works into a psychedelic Kwiyakuri Wonderland, merging the ethos of a club, performance and art space with a series of roving and stage performers. How did you come up with this concept of Brolga, a Kwiyakuri Wonderland?
I'm a choreographer, and a lot of the works that I make, they're kind of dance floor adjacent. So instead of the audience coming in and sitting down and watching the performance happen on stage, I have everyone, the performers and the audience, all together in the one space, just like on a dance floor. I do that because it's a kind of homage, I guess, to corroboree, to our ancient ceremonial practices in which everyone was together in the circle singing and dancing and telling stories together. I'm a party boy. I love a queer dance party. And so for me, queer dance parties are like an extension of corroboree. And so I wanted to make a First Nations dance party with the techno music that I love and celebrating the incredible talent that we've got at the moment, First Nations DJs and drag artists and queer performers.
So it has a strong symbolism translating into the very massive experience. Can you elaborate a little bit more on the cultural significance of the Brolga in First Nations storytelling?
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of different mobs all around the continent have a story about the Brolga. He or she is our dancing bird. And if you've ever seen a live Brolga, they dance beautifully, often at sunset or sunrise. But the stories are different across the continent, but they often have a thread of a boy wanting to dance the girl's roles or a young woman wanting to dance the men's role. And so there's this kind of gender-bending element in a lot of these stories. And then the ancestors kind of reward or honor this character by turning them into a Brolga so they can dance for the rest of eternity. So a lot of trans and queer blackfella folk have taken on the Brolga as a kind of unofficial totem because of this story. So the Brolga bird, this dancing bird, seemed like the perfect symbol for this queer dance party.
Wow, that's such a beautiful legend, a very beautiful story, worth a really telling. I've just learnt a beautiful, powerful story. But the performance is also a multi-sensory experience, blending sound, light and movement. How do you hope to engage and inspire audiences through this blend of light, color, projected images and ecstatic dancing?
So like I say, I love a dance party. You'll often find me out on the weekend on the dance floor listening to the DJ. But I wish there was something else I could do. Wish I could go on a little adventure. So we've curated Brolga, a Kwiyakuri Wonderland, as the big immersive adventure. So you can be on the dance floor with our amazing DJs, or there's like a craft store where you can make your own Brolga wings or Brolga mask. And we've got a whole cinema. If you want to take a little bit of a break, you can sit down on a beanbag and watch queer black cinema that's been curated by our friends at Birrarunga Film Festival. And then we have like pop-up performances from First Nations and allied artists all throughout the night, so you'll never get bored.
And can you tell us a word or two about some of the artists that you've brought into this spectacular performance?
Absolutely. So the work starts off with a big number. So a lot of people turn up to dance parties quite late, but turn up early to this one because we've got this big dance number that's from one of my shows called Considerable Sexual License. It's a quartet of contemporary dancers doing this big kind of disco number, and it's really spectacular. And then we also have the rapper BBT, who's incredible, pole artist Bajita, and we have drag artists Felicia Fox and Josie Baker, and our DJs, our First Nations headliner DJs are Soft Like Pussy and Crescendo. It's a killer lineup.
Yeah, now Broadcast has been a popular event in various locations. It was one of the highlights of this year's Melbourne Fringe Festival. How have you adapted and evolved the experience for its return to Eora?
We reworked the work to fit the architecture of the venue. The first time we did it in this kind of old abandoned substation in Melbourne. And the second time we did it in the kind of glass open space of the National Portrait Gallery. And this time we're doing it in the Carriage Works in Sydney, which is just this like beautiful kind of monumental space. So we're recurating the work so that everything kind of stays inside this one big space. And then there's also like little kind of side ventures you can go on. So you can go and kind of explore and kind of happen upon other things that are happening around the space.
Yeah, and finally, how do you envision this event contributing to the broader conversation around queer culture, First Nations representation, and artistic expression?
I think what always excites me about the renaissance that is happening right now of First Nations cultures is the diversity of practice. So we have lots of folks doing really important cultural reclamation work of bringing back traditional dance and music and stories. But there's also these incredible blackfellas doing all kinds of different things, not just singing and country and western and kind of the classic things that we think of, but we have incredible techno DJs, we have incredible drag artists, we have incredible pole dancers and burlesque performers, and blackfellas are extraordinary in their sense of humor, but they also can make art that's like really sexy. And we also have a really powerful black queer community who have always been at the forefront of both fighting for queer rights and for First Nations justice. So this party, Bolga, is really an opportunity to celebrate that diversity and to, yeah, really kind of platform some artists that maybe the mainstream media don't think about.
And now, finally, before I let you go, anything you'd like to add? Something really important, maybe, for our listeners to know we may have missed in our conversation today?
Just the most important thing is to come with a vibe. Come dressed up. People turn up to the party dressed up. And come early, because some of the best acts are really early.
And it's at the Carriage Works in Sydney, just a few metres from Redfern Station.
Exactly.
Joel Braith, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on ITV Radio today again. It's been really a great pleasure.
Thanks, Bertrand.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.